Thank you. It's very good to see so many people joining us today in memory of the people that were lost who were potential students of our university. Thank you for coming together today to support one another. I'd like to ask us all to bow our heads for about 30 seconds to think about the people that were involved in this accident and their families and friends. Thank you. Thank you. This song was beautiful. Thank you to all the students who are part of our Mad River Transit Singers. We are most impressed that our chancellor, Dr. Timothy White, and Mr. Larry Norton, a member of the Board of Trustees of the California State University, have joined us today, as well as our assemblyman, Wesley Chesborough. Wesley. They will be speaking to us shortly. Today, our thoughts are with all of those who were affected, their family, and their friends. These have been emotionally difficult times, and I am truly grateful for the outpouring of support I have seen. I am also proud of our many faculty and staff who responded so professionally and compassionately. Across the country, our extended Humboldt family has found ways to express sorrow and to show support. They wore green and gold and gathered at Los Angeles City Hall. They have made donations to the fund to support those affected. Thousands have shared their thoughts online and on the campus message board, which I invite you to do so today if you wish. Your new president, Lisa Rosbacher, sends her best wishes for our campus today. She told me they had a moment of silence at Southern Polytechnic State University this morning in memory and in honor of those affected by last week's tragedy, in support of the students whom HSU and SPSU serve, and in recognition of how the universities can work together as communities to fulfill their mission. On April 10th, 1 week ago, we lost a group of bright young people with promising futures. They were from low-income families, and many would have been the first in their families to attend college. They were all taking the right steps to ensure a better future when their lives were critically cut short. And others on that trip were doing just the right things to help them. People like Arthur Arzola, our admissions counselor, who was accompanying the students and who died in the accident. People like Michael Mivett, an HSU alumnus who was chaperoning, along with his fiancee, Madison Haywood, who had also attended HSU, both perished in the accident. They all understood that their work was not just about giving students a chance at college. It was about opening a gateway to a better life and empowering students to make a difference in the world. I was able to visit with many of the injured students the morning after the accident. You know what they said? They talked about going to college, going to Humboldt State, and they talked about their hopes for the future. I am truly honored to be a part of a higher education system and a campus that is a source of such hope and opportunity. And I am proud to be a part of this big, warm, and caring Humboldt family. I'm also very proud to be part of a broader community that has been so supportive. Thank you again for being here today. And now I would like to invite Chancellor Timothy White and Trustee Norton and Assemblyman Wesley Chesborough to say a few words. Chancellor White.
So I share the profound sorrow and sadness of our times, as does the California State University. And by sharing this tragic event across the CSU, we're sharing it with almost 3.4 million people to realize you are part of a big, wonderful university system. Other students across the campuses, our employees, and our almost 3 million alums are the reason why we are who we are. But this sorrow and sadness is profound. It is deep, it is broad, it is pervasive, and it is real. And it persists. So today, I join you as a day of remembrance and a day of healing. Indeed, we know the stories are emerging, stories of heroism, stories of extraordinary act of kindness, stories of the profound, rippling, tragic impact to families throughout California and beyond. The issues of hopes and dreams and goals and joys shattered in one horrible moment. And there are stories yet to be told about the how and why and other acts of heroism and amazing behaviors by our students and by our staff. So my embrace here today is for each of you and for all of you and for many who are not here. Certainly all of the students, the faculty and staff and Humboldt State University and the broader Arcata, Eureka, North Coast community. Certainly an embrace for the 3 busloads of students and staff, but particularly the 1 bus. The drivers, Art and Mike and Madison, Jennifer, Adrian, Denise, Ismail, Marissa, and their families, and their schoolmates, and their friends. I embrace the hospitalized, the banged up, the first responders, the eyewitnesses. But I close by commending you, the people of Humboldt State University. I've lived a while. I've seen a lot of things in higher education. So I know from where I speak about how each of you and all of you have been incredible, have been capable, have been compassionate, have been selfless, been professional, and have been prepared. You can't say that about very many communities in America. You can't say that about Humboldt State. I'm proud to be part of you, and because of you, I feel stronger and more hopeful for the future than I would without knowing you.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees of the California State University, I'd like to extend our sympathy to the families and friends who have lost a loved one. I'd also like to express our sympathy and our admiration our admiration for all those whose lives have been touched by this tragedy. And also our admiration and appreciation for the way you all have come together and supported one another. Now, if you'll allow me a personal comment, 36 years ago, Sally and I lost our oldest son in an accident. And in those terrible dark days, it became evident to us fairly early on that if we were going to be able to survive and move forward, it was important to try to at least occasionally focus on the future, to look beyond the pain of that moment. And I'd like to share with you something that helped us to do that, something that was written many centuries ago by a man by the name of Bede of Northumbria. The ship that passes over the horizon is lost to our sight, but it goes on. It continues to its destination and a safe harbor at last. Beyond that horizon are other worlds that welcome the traveler. We live with the conviction, or we struggle with the hope. We struggle with the hope that life itself is an horizon, and our journey goes on beyond it, not to darkness, but to light.
Well, I'm here today to share in the profound heartbreak and sense of loss
that we feel, and not only as your elected representative in Sacramento, but as a member of the tens of thousands of alumni and the extended Humboldt County, Humboldt State University community that is who may not be here with us today, but I think is sharing in this great sense of grief. These young people were at that launch point, and I think every one of us here can think of that moment when we finally were able to get out from under mom and dad and begin to move in our own way, and that this university was there for us as the way for us to make our way in life. I was a high school student in Southern California and met at a college fair. I met a ranger for the U.S. Forest Service who was there to represent Humboldt State. And he's the reason I came to Humboldt. He's the reason that I stayed. He's the reason why I launched my life through this university. And I think that's a story that many of you can identify with and remember the moment that you found this place as the pathway to success. So that's the path that these young people were on. And that I think that personal sense of loss, not only of their lives, but their lives at that critical moment really is painful to contemplate. However, in the larger context, it's really important to remember how important this university is for that very reason. And I think the extraordinary efforts that have gone into making sure that that experience can happen for every kind of student from every kind of background in this state really deserves praise. And I think one of the things we can do and the university can do to help to overcome that great sense of loss is to rededicate itself to that mission, because I think it is so crucial and it has changed so many lives. I meet Humboldt State alums all the time, all over the state and the country, who feel that profound effect of having been able to touch down here and begin their lives. And so while we mourn the loss and we feel the tragedy for the family and friends and the lost potential, I also think it's important for us to see the broader context and remember the mission of this university and how many lives have been launched and made better and contributed to the world because this is such a phenomenal place. So I'm very proud to be a member of this community and share in the deep sorrow. Finally, I want to say that on Monday, the legislature is going to be back in session, and on the floor of the assembly, I and a number of other members of the legislature, some of them from Southern California who represented those who lost their lives, are going to be adjourning the assembly in memory. And so any of you who, it's on the Cal Channel, so any of you who want to participate in that, it will be televised. I don't know what time it shows up here, but it's taking place at noon, shortly afternoon, and we will be recognizing at the state level, along with the university system, the legislature will be recognizing this this terrible loss and sharing in the morning. So,
thank you all very much for being here and for helping us to deal with the sorrow. It's now my opportunity to introduce to you Heidi Moore, who is a member of our President's Advisory Board and also a leader of the Decade of Difference Initiative at the Humboldt County Office of Education, and our Vice President, Peg Blake.
Good afternoon. A former high school student of mine who now teaches high school English in Japan wrote me a note following the accident. He shared that this unfathomable tragedy provided him with the opportunity to begin a discourse with his Japanese students about compassion, specifically compassion that comes from home and community. To underscore this point, he shared with me the following: "There is no greater warmth than that which comes from the Humboldt fog and heavens." Today, you are, we are, together are, a testament to that sentiment. Keep it close to your heart today and into your tomorrows. Humboldt is warmth. Today, I have the honor of reading a written gift to Humboldt, a gift written by Juan Felipe Herrera, California Poet Laureate, son of migrant farm workers and a Stanford graduate. Juan Felipe Herrera crafted this poem to tribute those lives that were lost to the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, for their peers, both traveling with them and not, to the communities and to our beloved college. Tragedy and flowering. In a white tour bus of luminous horizons en route to Humboldt, in search of a dream at 5:45 in the afternoon. Shock, a horn. In flames, a truck of lightning broke the center. 10 lives dimmed, 5 students, 2 drivers, 3 chaperones. Now, at the edges of Interstate 5. We sing of your clear days, writings, rhymes, and cell texts. Yes, we sing. We give gracias for your lives that radiate still. Sisters, brothers, lives of transcendent light of dawn, of more life for all. Mothers, fathers, brothers with flowers, sisters with gourds of rainbows and suns. Your souls, crystals, rivers, mountains, you will go on. Each and every one will go on, flowering in all of our hearts on these lands and in hours of emergency. Yes, this is why we elect life and voice. Today, we gather the warmth of your hands, books, laughter, and green infinite hope. Your breath, dream torches that return, rise up from the emptiness for the fields of the barrios of the South. You go towards letters. We sing with mariachis, plumed with danzantes. The trees of gold do not forget, and your rain of poetry rains your brave free verses towards the north as your families once journeyed. We remember you here in procession, interwoven into eternity, into each home, into each university. We harmonize your vision, yours, the first generation. Because of you, it advances. With you, continues ascending, forever ascending. In close, I invite everyone, in close of the poem, I invite everyone to take a deep breath. And upon our collective exhale, let some of the burdens from this past week flow out of you into the air. We have a small token of appreciation for Chancellor White and to Larry Norton for their support to HSU, to those affected, to your support to President Richmond, and to the entire faculty and staff of Humboldt State. A small gift from Big Hearts from Humboldt County and Humboldt State University.
So the gifts that Heidi just gave the chancellor and the trustee are actually small green hearts from Fire and Light, made by Fire and Light, and they are engraved, "Love from Humboldt." We will be carrying hearts just exactly like those to each of the funerals of all of the students who lost their lives, to the chaperones and the drivers, so that each of those families will also have a green heart that says "Love from Humboldt" on it. In addition, we'll be giving those green hearts to each of the students who was admitted to a hospital as a result of this event. So you will share with some very special people. All of us are heartbroken for everyone impacted by the horrible tragedy last week. Many of us have been working ever since to do everything that we can to support the friends and families of those who were injured or killed or impacted in any way. One of the things that I am most proud of is that we are a community. We rely on each other, we get our strength from each other, and we support each other. This is the most challenging and difficult thing that many of us have ever dealt with. But together, we can do what we cannot do alone. I am heartened by the commitment of these first-generation college students to finish high school, complete college, and to be positioned to help their families out of the cycle of poverty that many found themselves in. We are able to work through this immense tragedy because of them. They are our inspiration. And you, and the many people who have reached out to help from across the community, all of you are our strength. We will recover and we will move forward. We are strong in our commitment to these students and their families, and we know that we can do what is needed one step at a time. Thank you to each of you for the many kindnesses that you have offered to those around you. Please, please, please continue to do so. We will all need it for the rest of our lives. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you all for coming today to mark this tragic event. Please know that we are indeed a Humboldt family, and we are here to support one another. Please join your colleagues in sharing coffee and cookies on the upper quad, and do take time to share a message of support to the families. Thank you all, and thank you to our guests for being here today. Thank you.